What did Steve Van Roekel have to say today in your conversation with him?
Quite a lot. We covered a wide range of topics. Probably first and foremost were some things that happened this week. One related to the Consumer Electronics Show. Steve obviously made his announcement out at the show this week. We got his perspectives on just what the technologies are out there, what impressed him, and really his perspective on how that would affect the government. We got a neat view in terms of view on how some of these new technologies, I mean, really cool technologies, are going to better enable telework. But the downside, the things that we're going to have to focus on, and I think this is part of his other thing, which is mobility, what do we need to do as a country to address everything from broadband to wireless? The smart TVs, the other types of devices that are going to be out there, are going to suck up and a lot of data, use a lot of data. Are we prepared for that as a country? And so that's something we're going to have to pay attention to. The other aspect was the mobility announcement that he made this week. He did elaborate on it, and what I'm going to do is really just cover it from an agency perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think all the stuff is out there in terms of the national dialogue and what the outline is. I don't think I need to cover that.
Sure.
But I think from an agency perspective, and I'm just talking to my peer group among the other federal CIOs, we all recognize that this is business imperative, the need to address mobility and do it the right way. Everything from how we deliver services, how we reduce costs. But I think the fear was that we none of us wanted to go down a whole bunch of different paths. It made sense, and I applaud Steve and his team and a large group of contributors to come up and say, you know, we need to do this as a federal entity, as a federal government, versus, you know, the DOD going off on themselves, off by themselves, and VA and NRC and others. I think there's a great opportunity to leverage both the brain power among the federal community, among all agencies, but also leverage the buying power too, which is one of the tenets.
That was one of the things that struck me as I looked at this yesterday, Darren, is that opportunity. It's a challenge, but an opportunity at the same time, because the challenge is, can you and all your colleagues kind of lock arms, not in lockstep, but in cooperation, and move in the same direction? If you can do that, which I think is very possible, then there's a tremendous opportunity to really get on a path, stay on a path, and everybody be able to live up to what Steven Van Roekel's been talking about do it once and use it many times.
Yeah, and I think from the CIO community, I think there's a uniform approach, uniform agreement that this is the right thing to do. None of us want to duplicate efforts that others are doing. So it makes sense. I mean, it bottom line, it does make sense. It's logical. Where I think that it's important for all of us to get over that hump in terms of how our agencies accept this, it's how we interact and engage with the business side of our house, the CFOs, to say this is the right thing for all of us to do.
Now, you and I managed to run into each other a number of times in November, December, talking about that very issue. What do you see as the most difficult thing, and what do you see as the biggest benefit between for the CIO to be able to interact better with the CFO on the agency level?
That's interesting. And Steve actually distilled it down pretty simply. And it's not just specific to the CFO, but really the business side of the organization. We just need to do a better job just establishing those personal relationships. Having a cup of coffee, I think that's the phrase he used, mm-hmm. going out for a beer, just talking about what are we trying to do, how are we contributing, and then from a CFO view, where's the benefit? What's the return on that investment? It may not be a reduced IT cost, but it would be, hopefully in many cases, in improved efficiency, improved effectiveness, but also potentially reduced cost in another appropriation, another part of the agency.
That's exactly what I was thinking as you're saying that, Darren, is the idea that the CIO can help a CFO drive cost containment not just in the IT shop is a pretty relatively new concept, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it is. I think we just are not doing as good a job as we could in communicating that.
Well, I guess maybe that's more what I'm getting at. It's new that that's occurring to people, that idea is being planted in the business side's brains, that this guy or woman can help me save money everywhere, not
right.
just in what they're doing.
Right. Again, it's how we communicate.
Yeah.
That's at the heart of it.
Yeah. Any big surprises that you heard today or anything where you went, huh, wasn't expecting that?
Not necessarily surprised. I think what we use this as an opportunity just to drill down on a variety of topics. One that we took advantage of just the timing was the administration's, the president's announcement of some of the changes in the the commerce of small business, and also IT's role in terms of the website and how we can better, the nation and the administration can best engage and support the businesses. That's something we had that opportunity to hear from Steve. And Steve was at the heart of it, too. Steve is an active player and has been an active player to be able to support that effort.